This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So before we begin, I'm sure many of you guys have been kind of following what's been going on with me. Apparently, my hormones have dropped pretty badly to the point where I really shouldn't be in menopause. I'm too young for that, but we think I am. That explains why my voice is getting lower and lower with every show. And some of the symptoms of your estrogen dropping is not only facial hair, which I think I had that in the fifth grade, but is you start to get a little loopy, you start to lose some of your memory. And I used to have such a good memory. Remember I was complaining about that? But the big thing is you can't sleep. You have a hell of a time sleeping, not just the hot flashes. Yeah, I'm hot flashing a little bit. It's just, I just can't sleep. And when I do fall asleep, I get up. And when I'm up, I'm like up. I'm like up, up. So all of a sudden now I have this diagnosis of insomnia. Not that I want to go to a doctor for it, because if they classify that as a mental illness, I can't get a gun later. I know I shouldn't be panicking to that degree, but I don't know what they're going to do with the new gun laws. But I'm just a little tired. I'm just a little out of it. So last night, one of the times, so I woke up maybe four times in the middle of the night. And every time I wake up, I feel my bladder is full, so I got to get up and go pee. Well, you're still in half asleep mode, right? Because your REM cycle is completely off. And so I play this game on my phone called My Vegas, or My Vegas Slots. And My Vegas Slots is really, really cool, even if you don't live in Vegas, because if you have a, if you rack up points, you could use those points for free dinner, free lunch, shows, free hotel rooms. And so it's a video game where you actually earn something. See, I don't like playing video games, and I don't like wasting time unless I'm going to earn something or get something out of it, or if it's going to help me poop. This My Vegas does nothing to help me poop, but what it does do is it allows me to rack up some extra points. So you get additional chips to play with every few hours. So I've grown accustomed and I've grown into the habit of when I'm up in the middle of the night going pee, I might as well hit that button. Well, something happened last night where while I was loopy and sitting on the toilet, I hit a button where it says confirm to purchase. So I panic, and then I hit on my iPhone the button on the front screen. Well, it reads my fingerprint, and it purchased something. So before I could even stop it, I purchased something. Now, this is what blows my mind. My phone does not activate with my thumb. Have you guys ever tried to coordinate your phone with your thumbprint? Right, and activate it such that all you have to do is touch it, and your phone will not need a password. Mine never works. Mine has not worked in years. All the iPhone upgrades, it will not read my thumb. But at 4 something in the morning, when I mean to shut my phone off, and I barely for a millisecond put my thumb on the phone, that it reads and charges my credit card. I was livid. So I'm on the toilet screaming, and my husband's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, having colitis, you know, rectal prolapse. I go, no. I accidentally bought chips. Now, I don't know which credit card is attached to my Apple. I'm kind of nervous about this. And I don't know how much I bought. I don't want the chips. I don't want, so I could tell the credit card company that was a mistake. I was on the toilet. It was 4 in the morning. I don't know what they're going to do about it. But guys, be really, really careful. I don't know how much you spend on your games. I never buy my apps. I bought Vine. I spent a dollar on Vine. That was stupid. Because I was with one of my producers, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that sounds like a good idea. So that was stupid. But, you guys might want to take a look and see how much you're accidentally spending. Or if in the middle of the night, you grab your phone and you stick your thumb in the wrong place. A lot of us have our thumb up our, right? But some of us, if you stick your thumb on the wrong place on that phone, you're already purchasing stuff. So be careful. I'm just a little upset about that. The other thing I'm upset about is what happened here with Orbitz. I don't know if you guys heard. So Orbitz is a company that I usually buy all my travel through. It just seems to be a little cheaper. And I guess Orbitz is now owned by Expedia. And Expedia says 800,000 old Orbitz.com customers may have been breached. Now, I was thinking that. I was thinking about telling the credit card company that whoever breached my account through Orbitz bought the My Vegas slot chips. I'm thinking about doing that, but nobody tell anybody, okay? Because I don't want them thinking I'm lying. But I mean, again, it really wasn't me. It was REM Sleep Dahlia. It was a completely different person. So they say, according to Orbitz, as many as 800,000 payment cards used on Orbitz.com in 2016 may have been breached. And the attacker may have accessed our information between January 1, 2016 and June 22nd, 2016. So what could they have gotten? Well, anything that we have in our Orbitz, our date of birth, our payment information, our phone number, email address, our gender, you know, which, you know, for me now is more important than ever because I don't think people, I still go through a drive-thru and, you know, people think I'm a sir. You know, and I like to identify as female. I know we're going to later get rid of boy and girl and male and female. But I still like to identify as female. You know, I don't know. I got a vagina. It just kind of makes sense for me, you know, to be able to tell people that's what I am. I just kind of feel more comfortable doing that. I understand that some people, they don't like their body parts. I get that. And I totally respect that. But for me, I want to identify as that. So now people have my gender, they have my billing address, they have my payment card information. So I'm not really happy about that. But here's something that I find really interesting now with Orbitz. And I don't know if you guys know this. If you buy an airplane ticket on Orbitz, you don't necessarily have a seat on the plane. You may have a ticket, and they say you have a seat, and they may say, oh, yeah, you're in seat number 19C. But then you go to the airport, and they don't have you in 19C. They have you in some middle seat. And whenever you don't buy from the main websites, and I've talked to you guys about this, you get less priority. So after you buy your seat on Orbitz or Expedia or whatever, you got to call the main airline and book that seat, get that seat. Confirm it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll talk about the Austin bomber. They found him, and we know who he is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Excuse me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I found, they found, and wow, good job, police and FBI, they found the alleged Austin bomber, 23-year-old Mark Anthony Condit. He actually blew himself up as police and SWAT were coming up to his vehicle. I'll tell you about that. But before I go into that, because a lot of you guys have already heard the breaking news, this is something that is just really ticking me off. This is making my episiotomy scar burn. I'm telling you right now. I'm looking at a headline, and it says, devout Christian, Austin bomber. Devout Christian? If somebody was a devout Christian, he wouldn't be making these bombs. Why does the headline have to say devout Christian? That's ridiculous. Says devout Christian Austin Bomber, which is, there's no way he was a devout Christian. I wouldn't have even called him a Christian if he's doing this. Blew himself up after cops released CCTV of him in disguise, sending two packages at a FedEx office in Campaign of Terror. Already, you're hearing people say, well, he's anti-abortion and he's this. He's a devout Christian. No. Anybody who has a love of their faith, especially Christianity, would not be a killer. Okay? That what don't, you know, I just don't get that. You know, this person, there is no way he is following the Bible or following his religion to the law, hence being devout, if he's making bombs, allegedly, and trying to kill people. So, you know, when you guys see these headlines, I would just send a note to the different news agencies saying, excuse me, can you re-look up the definition of devout and the definition of Christian? Because you're completely contradicting yourself if you're using that term for this boy who was, you know, trying to kill multiple people. All right, so I just had to say that because that just really makes me mad. So anyway, they found him, and he killed himself. He detonated a bomb inside his car as police surrounded him near a hotel with the Red Roof Inn. I love Red Roof Inn. Have you ever stayed in those? Oh, they're awesome. Apparently, this happened near a hotel on Interstate 35 just outside Austin at about 2 a.m. The police have zeroed in on him after obtaining CCTV footage of him posting two packages at a FedEx office that intended to target people of color. So these were hate crime, hate addressed attacks. Authorities are warning that more bombs could still be out there because they do not know if the bomber posted more devices prior to his death. So everybody still has to be careful. So this has been going on since March 2nd. So we're looking at a three-week bombing spree. Two people dead, five others injured, and the most recent package bomb detonated at a FedEx distribution center near San Antonio. Police still do not know the motive behind the attacks. They don't know if the bomber had an accomplice. So unfortunately, because he killed himself too soon, we can't get that information. Police believe that Condit, who previously worked as a computer repair technician at a manufacturing company, made all the bombs himself. Now, of course, we interview the neighbors, and media interviews the neighbors, and they're shocked. They said he was quiet, he was studious, he came from a good family, and very interesting, you know, a picture of him. Usually when we see these nut jobs, you know, we don't see them smile in pictures. They have, you know, crazy eyes. This boy looks like a clean-cut boy. He looks, you know, he doesn't look like he has, you know, he just doesn't have that stereotypical I'm on meth or, you know, some drug look. And so this is very, very shocking. They said he doesn't appear to have left much of a trail on social media, but his blog posts from 2012 indicate that he was in favor of the death penalty, was against gay marriage and abortion. He identified himself as a conservative, but said he was not politically engaged, and he had interests in tennis and gymnastics. Huh. So, he was homeschooled, but growing up, before attending Austin Community College from 2010 to 2012, he was fired from his sales job at Crux Manufacturing in August after failing to meet expectations. He had purchased a property in the Austin suburb of Pluggerville. I hope I pronounced that right. Pluggerville. And neighbors said that he had been living at home prior to the bombings. Now, his parents, Deneen and Pat Condit, lived in the family home. Two-story house, not too far away. A neighbor, Jeff Reeves, said this boy, Condit, was the eldest of four children, and he moved out years ago. He said it doesn't make any sense, none of it. I'd see him when he came back to visit his parents and drive up in his red truck, stay 2-3 hours. So I don't know if he had much of a history. Now, when somebody gets fired, as you guys could see, this is a very vulnerable time for coworkers and people around the vicinity. Were the San Bernardino bombers also fired? Then that the guy in Roanoke of the TV station who was fired and then guns down a reporter and the cameraman on a live interview. You know, people who are there was somebody who was fired, I believe, at a UPS or a FedEx in San Francisco, comes back and I think it was a UPS and starts shooting. So people who get fired, are unfortunately at higher risk of, I hate to say that because, you know, everybody gets fired at some point. That happens. I mean, I could be fired from my radio show today. I don't want people thinking I'm going to go and cause mayhem. But it's very interesting when you look back at some of these people that did, right? They don't have a very robust employment history. Now, somebody would say, well, no, duh, because if they have mental issues, if they have weird personalities, if they don't get along with others, if they talk about killing people or whatever, there's a very good chance that if somebody gets the heebie-jeebies from this kid, they're going to fire him. So it makes sense that they won't have a stable employment history. Unfortunately, he was fired back in August. Who would have predicted that he would have done this? So, I guess Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said officers used CCTV, cell phone data, witness accounts, and store receipts to track the bomber to the hotel north of the city, and I believe it was Red Roof Inn. When they arrived at the hotel, he was sitting inside his vehicle. So police called for backup before they attempted to make an arrest. As reinforcements were arriving, the man left the hotel, drove away, and the police followed him. Then he pulled off the city's main highway. And so officers tried to ram this car to stop him, even though they knew there could be explosives. Then he stopped. Two Austin police officers approached a vehicle, and then he detonated the bomb. One officer fired at the vehicle. The other sustained a minor injury after being thrown back when the bomb went off. So you see him in disguise. I don't know if it was him, but delivering two packages to the store at 7:30 p.m. Sunday. He was wearing latex-style gloves. So, you know, there weren't fingerprints, which, by the way, if you do see somebody walk around with latex gloves, that could be a little suspicious. Let me just tell you that if you work in any of these facilities, okay? And then one of the packages had exploded the other day on the conveyor belt at the sorting facility outside San Antonio. It injured one of the female workers, but I believe she was released from the hospital. The other had been intercepted at a facility near Austin Airport and later confirmed to contain a bomb. So we don't know how many more. Interesting that he went through FedEx when you could trace the package. And there's footage, you know, like I said, the drop-offs. He didn't even do it at a remote drop-off that is outside. He actually went into a facility. Makes no sense. You see pictures of him snowboarding. You see pictures of him with his family. This does not fit the typical psychological profile that we're seeing from these other nutcases that want to kill people. He looks like a boy. He looks like a, you know, college-age kid that hangs out with family, likes to snowboard, smiles. This is definitely weird. So, authorities got information from Google and the suspect's computer history that confirmed the suspect was looking at information on where to ship devices. They say law enforcement told KUVE that the tipping point in the investigation came on Tuesday at about 9 p.m. That's when the CCTV footage emerged, and then police went to the suspect's home, collected cell phone data, and then they were able to track him to his hotel. Apparently his cell phone was off. Then when he turned it on, there was that ping. And he used exotic and foreign batteries ordered online from Asia to make the bombs. So they believe, or they don't believe, but they're concerned that there may be a seventh device. And so Chief Manley has warned residents not to let their guard down because there could be more bombs out there. I-35 had to be closed off in both directions following the explosion. So we'll keep you posted as we get any more information. But this is just mind-boggling. Luckily, they got him, and I am really, really proud of law enforcement. Well done, guys and girls. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney pay spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Steven Spielberg has confirmed another Indiana Jones movie. Woohoo! And it is going to star Harrison Ford. Yay! Harrison Ford is going to reprise the iconic role at the age of 75, and he is still hot. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Filming is going to occur in the UK. So people are really excited about that. Steven Spielberg is 71 years old. Remember, he is married to Kate... Oh, I forget her name. She was the one in the second Indiana Jones movie, The Temple of Doom.
And, right, Cape, or Cape Shaw? I can't even think why I forgot that. But anyway, he's 71 years old. So I tell you, man, they got a lot of steam going. And this is going to be the fifth, sequel. Well, I guess, is it, there's going to be five movies in all together. Do you call it the fourth sequel or five movies all together? And he announced this at the Empire Awards in London on Sunday night, after picking up the Legend of Our Lifetime prize. So, while he's getting prizes, he's giving us more movies, and that's fine. I think that's great. I'm really excited about that. Harrison Ford is already 75 years old. I think he sustained a hip fracture filming the last Star Wars movie. I think it was pretty bad about that. I guess the Millennium Falcon was the same one they used back in the 70s, but then they had to make some changes because Chewbacca and the guy who plays Chewbacca and Harrison Ford have bad knees and hips, so they had to kind of, you know, move things around since with arthritis you can't jump in and out. But I got to tell you, I thought Harrison Ford with his running around and stuff looked, I mean, really fit. I'm a fan of his. I've just always have been. You know, the 80s, that's when I grew up, and so these movies and these, you know, we're really missing a lot of the quality type stories and movies and themes and heroes. You know, it's interesting. I was driving, I'll get back to the story, but I was driving home the other day, and there was a kind of a brownish gold van, and the license plate said Chewbacca. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And on the back of the van, there were five decals. You know how people on these minivans will have family members, right? You'll have like little stick figures for the family, daddy, mommy, and the three babies. So what that van had were stormtrooper helmets. So two big stormtrooper helmets and then little baby stormtrooper helmets. I thought that was brilliant. They were like a family. So you know they are a Star Wars family. You know that. But this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that the kids of today, they don't have the love for Star Wars or for superheroes that we did or our grandparents did. You know, kids in my grandparents' age, they loved Superman. And he was a stud. The Superman of the 50s, he was a stud. Or John Wayne. And, you know, then when we grew up, we thought the Star Wars people were awesome. In the 70s, there was Isis and Shazam, but I was more of a Wonder Woman girl. I want to be Wonder Woman. Yeah, I want to be Wonder Woman. Because I'm like, I want to look like that later. You know, my sister's like, there is no way. You are so flat-chested, you will never have boobs. I proved her wrong. Also, I really like that rope thing. I just was like, I love the idea of wrapping a man up in a rope. I just don't understand why that appealed to me as a young kid. That's scary. Very scary. Maybe because it was gold. But I was like, oh, my gosh, I could get a man to listen to me and talk to me. Because, you know, as a young girl, boys didn't even want to think about me. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I'll do later. I'll get a rope, and I'll hog tie him down. And that's exactly how I got Corey to marry me. I lassoed his butt and hog tied him down and whatever. But well, so when I saw that van with the little Star Wars decals, I'm thinking, you know, the kids were probably kind of forced into it. The new Star Wars movies are good. They're good movies. But nothing as iconic as what we had because there was nothing else. You had Star Wars. You had Close Encounters. I wasn't a really big fan of Close Encounters. You had Jaws. You had, you know, Die Hard and the Terminator movies and things like that. So, you didn't really have a lot of big blockbusters. E.T. I thought was boring. I wasn't a big E.T. I like Gremlins better than E.T. So you had, yeah, a lot of movies out there, but not as many of these blockbusters. Now, the kids are so inundated. I mean, look at the Avengers. Avengers, my favorite movies. I think the Avenger movies are awesome. I think Marvel's doing a great job. But there's just too much. Suicide Squad was a good movie, but it was just so overstimulating that you had too much going on. Too many characters. Avengers are doing that too. Rather than just being Iron Man or Captain America, now you have all of them running around together. They speak too quickly, and it just goes too fast. It's just too much. That's why I really like the individual movies like Spider-Man separately. I just think that's a little better. You can maybe connect to the hero. And when these kids don't have, you know, when they have too many choices, I don't think any of these kids are really kind of idolizing any one of them or, you know, looking up to them, which I think is really huge in today's psychological climate of having a role model or somebody to look up to. You know, I'm a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. I think they play well. They've had some issues. Okay? I'm not really sure what happened with Ezekiel Elliott and his ex-girlfriend. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, these days, you know, who are the idols that we look up to? Well, we look up to sports heroes, you know, like, you know, all right, well, you know, maybe Tom Brady. You know, but not a lot of people do. A lot of people don't like the Patriots. Is there anybody that we could all go, oh, yeah, he's cool? Well, we used to do that with Superman. Or we used to do that with John McClane in Die Hard. Or we used to do that with Rocky, right? We'd look at Rocky and go, okay, Rocky is, you know, stamina, work hard, take a beating, get back up, overcome. Life sucks, but it happens to everybody. Move on. That type of thing. Well, none of us identify unitedly behind any of these. And so, you know, when I kind of saw that Star Wars van, I'm just thinking that, you know, the kids are probably like, yeah, I like Star Wars because the parents built it up. But do they really connect to that kind of stuff? So here we have the Indiana Jones movie. So, you know, here Harrison Ford is reprising the role. 40 years ago, I believe Raiders of the Lost Ark debuted. Which, if you guys still haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, please do. It's like a fantastic movie, even today. And so the next movie is supposed to come out in 2020. And Harrison Ford was just another one of those iconic. Indiana Jones was another one of those figures where he was a little bit of a rebel. He was athletic. He was a good guy. He wanted to protect history. He wanted to protect religion. You know? Yeah, he had premarital sex, which kind of, you know, kind of shook a little bit of the whole kind of religious theme that I got from Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm like, wait a second, they're not married, Mom. And she's like, well, all they did was do kissy-kissy. I go, I don't know. I think they did more than kissy-kissy. Did they? In Raiders of the Lost Ark, yeah, they did, because remember she was mad at him? Because he loved her and left her? Yeah, bad boy. Ugh, Indy was a bad boy. But anyway, for the most part, we just, you know, we idolized him. We thought he was really cool. So, John Williams will still score the film. It's going to be produced by Paramount and Lucas. The franchise has grossed $2 billion since Raiders of the Lost Ark premiered in 1981. He also took time in his speech to mention the Time's Up unit, Steven Spielberg. That's solidarity against sexual harassment in Hollywood. He said it's been a rich and diverse year for him, for gender, for race, and for speaking out. He said, thank you, Time's Up. We were very much on board from the very beginning. This is more important than any of us could ever realize. So it's going to be a good movie. I'm really excited. I think Harrison Ford will nail it. I don't know if Shia LaBeouf will be in it. Remember, we thought he was going to take over. I don't know who should be the next Indiana Jones. You know what? Why don't you guys come up with a new concept? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that a 21-year-old is currently fighting for their life after what she thought was tonsillitis is apparently now a lot more deadly. And we see pictures of her. She's currently in a wheelchair. She looks like she's really struggling. And she was initially diagnosed with tonsillitis after a sore throat. She was feeling run down, but then a month later, she felt these unusually painful pins and needles in her hands and her feet. She ended up in the hospital. The 21-year-old told WSNS, "It was only when I needed to pee in the middle of the night that my body literally would not move, and she started to panic. She couldn't move her body, and the right side of her face drooped." So initially, doctors said she wouldn't have to be hospitalized, but her mom said, wait a second, she has got to see a neurologist. Now, this is in Great Britain. Hey, I would have thought in America here, she would have been hospitalized the second she, you know, and if the second she had tonsillitis, well, we would have admitted her. No, we wouldn't have. But her mom insisted that she be seen by a neurologist, and she was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. She was at Sheffield Hospital in South Yorks. And according to Mayo Clinic and Fox News, this Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rare disorder where your body's immune system will attack the nerves. Weakness and tingling in your extremities are usually the first symptoms. And then eventually you start becoming paralyzed. You will have to be hospitalized to receive treatment. Her condition was so bad that her lung had even deflated and she needed to be on a ventilator. She said, "I was so scared, I couldn't really hear what was happening, and my vision was blurry." She was being fed and given water through tubes and had a catheter fitted. And she said that she thought that she was going to die. When she looked at her mom looked like, you know, she was about to lose her baby. So she was in the ICU for 8 weeks. She was on 10 different medicines, and her immune system luckily started to fight the deadly disorder. She spent a total of 8 months in the hospital, including her 21st birthday. And then she was finally discharged in a wheelchair. She has worked with a physical therapist and is determined to walk again. And this Guillain-Barré syndrome, we don't talk a lot about. Personally, the closest I've been to Guillain-Barré was a good friend of mine who got the flu shot. And when he got the flu shot, for some reason, it incited his nervous system, not to scare you all, because I'm very pro-flu shot, and I still get the flu shot and give my kids flu shots, etc. But he had, rather than a tonsillitis that induced it, he got this Guillain-Barré, where his immune system attacked the nerves, after the shot. Now, somebody could say maybe it wasn't the flu shot, maybe he was sick with something else, and they think it was the shot, but no one's giving him the flu shot ever again, because they don't know if that was, you know, what happened. But the point of Guillain-Barré is anything could trigger this. It's rare. And we are talking luck of the draw, and we are talking some scary stuff, and there's really nothing you could do to prevent it. So what I want to talk about now in this segment, which is kind of hard to talk about, and something that people don't want to talk about, but it needs to be discussed, is how I've been on you guys' butts to try to prevent heart disease and stroke and Alzheimer's. And we're going to talk about how I believe 1 in 3 Americans are at risk for heart disease. I mean, we are really messing up with the way we're taking care of our bodies. But I tell everybody to, you know, get your heart checked, exercise, eat right to avoid the cancer, don't smoke, get your HPV vaccine so you don't get throat cancer and cervical cancer and penile cancer. And, you know, there's all these things we could do to prevent. But what's been very, very frustrating over the last few months in my life is there's been people who have gotten things that we don't know why they've got their cancers or their sickness. And we are talking out of the blue. And I'm noticing a lot of doctors that I trained with that were older than me years ago are coming down with some weird cancers. And so I asked one of my other doctor buddies, I'm like, were we all exposed to something maybe at the hospital? You know, and, you know, he said, look, as doctors, you're exposed maybe not so much to chemicals as in other industries, but you are exposed to thousands upon thousands of patients a year. And if cancer is caused by a virus, or if there is some other sort of environmental trigger that we are picking up because of our exposure to so many people, that could be why we see these things happen. You know, doctors are notorious for having some of the weirdest medical issues. And people say, well, that's because they got doctor buddies and they're diagnosed. No, we just have weird stuff. When I got pregnant, I was 28 with my first pregnancy, and I was told by all the nurses, you're going to have a weird, bad pregnancy.
I'm like, why? Thank you for your, vote of confidence. They go, because you're a doctor. All right? Anybody in the healthcare field, we just have the weirdest things happen to them. And I'm very blessed for Stone coming out, but we almost lost him. And yeah, some weird things did happen. Same thing with the second one. And I'm like, I don't understand. You know, we have this knowledge, and you would think with education we would know not to, we don't do drugs, the majority of doctors, I'm hoping, don't do drugs. We know not to drink when we're pregnant, we know not to do certain things, and still weird things happen. And so for you or I, as we try to eat right, and as we try to be healthy, and do the right things, and get our vaccines, and try to change out our parents because we don't like our genes, and, what we're... unfortunately, a genetic risk for, we get our colonoscopies and our prostate checks and our mammograms, realize that something may come out of the blue and hit you in the butt and completely change your world. And if you're prepared that something like that can happen, you're going to be better prepared to deal with it. So, let's say you have, let's say you're feeling tired and you just don't feel right, okay? The average person would say, all right, I'm just going to take a nap. And I'm not saying run to the doctor for everything, but just hear me out on this. So you're feeling tired, you're feeling a little run down, so like, you know what, maybe I haven't been eating too well, I'll eat a little bit more vegetables and maybe I'll take a little bit more of a nap or two. Okay, good. That's fine because that's probably what you need. Maybe you need to up your nutrition, maybe you need to get a little bit more sleep. Okay, that's good. But don't let it go a year. Don't let anything go 6 months to a year. Give it a week or two. At most. If you could go to the doctor sooner, do that. But always have that small index of suspicion that something kooky could be going on. The best thing you could do for your body if something bad happens to you is catch it early. I'm not afraid of getting a melanoma, God forbid, or a colon cancer, or an endometrial cancer, or a breast cancer. That happens to my friends and family all around me all the time. What I'm afraid of is my medical provider going, I wish you came in sooner because then we could have done something. That's what I fear. That is my biggest fear right now, that somebody said, you've been having these symptoms for the longest time. Why didn't you come in just 6 months earlier? We could have saved you. That's what worries me. So if you are having bloating, if you are having some chest discomfort, if you notice you have a little bit of trouble breathing when you work out, if you have a little bit of blood in the stool, if all of a sudden you're having weird periods when you weren't before, get yourself checked out. And I don't want you guys paranoid, but I want you to be proactive. Okay, we blow things off a lot. We put our heads in the sand and we go, well, mind over matter. If I don't think about it, nothing's going to happen. Let me tell you, with the crap I've seen being a doctor, some of the healthiest people blow things off, and then all of a sudden, they have some real heavy stuff to deal with. Don't blow anything off. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.